Oral questions by members.
Leader of the Official Opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday, British Columbians demonstrated how concerned they were about getting their vaccination. And whether it was for themselves or they were calling for a frail, elderly loved one, they were concerned. But it quickly became clear that the province was not prepared to handle the demand as thousands of British Columbians spent hours waiting on the phone. Many simply gave up. In fact, we saw the second largest health authority in our province, which serves a quarter of our population, manage to register only 369 people. It is not like this could not have been predicted. This is the most important public health effort in our lifetime, and it's clear that the government was not prepared for it, despite having a year to get ready. Instead, it descended into chaos. Can the Premier explain why his government was so unprepared for a vaccination rollout when they had over a year to prepare for it?
Minister of Health.
Thank you to the member for her question, and I want to thank everyone in BC for their commitment to our immunization program, which was demonstrated, as the Leader of the Opposition says, by the response yesterday. Yesterday, we opened up bookings for those over 90 in BC and Indigenous people over 65. We have already provided, or will have by the end of the week, about 30,000 immunizations in these categories of people. So that's roughly 50,000 people. Yesterday, 15,000 people got their appointments. However, there were serious problems everywhere in BC, and as the member says, particularly in Vancouver Coastal Health. In four of the five health authorities, those problems were responded to by call centers that had been were in place for backup by those health authorities. Vancouver Coastal Health was fully dependent on our call center provider to provide and to provide services based on the contract they had signed with us and the promises they repeatedly made about being prepared. That contractor, the provider, TELUS, failed us yesterday. And for that failure, a lot of people wasted time and I think lost some confidence in the system, confidence that we'll have to work hard to rebuild at every level in terms of both technical issues that affected all health authorities and staffing issues. The contractor, the provider, TELUS, did not meet its contractual obligations and let down people over 90 and let down Indigenous people over 65, and it is unacceptable. We are taking steps, of course, to beef up our ability to work and to support independently of TELUS. And TELUS has made commitments that these questions will be resolved, the technical questions and the staffing questions, ASAP. But we are not simply counting on that. And if they are not resolved, other actions will have to be taken.
Leader of the Official Opposition.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and I appreciate the Minister's answer, but let's be clear. The Premier, the Minister, and anyone on the other side can blame everyone they want. They can blame the provider, they can blame the health authorities, but ultimately, this government had oversight over the preparation of a vaccination rollout program for more than a year. And yesterday, even in the Minister's own words, it failed. But the Premier and the Minister need to look in the mirror, because this was not unexpected. And in fact, this is the beginning of the process. This is a small number of registrants. And the Minister is right. British Columbians have lost confidence in this process. Let's talk about Gail Helmkin and her 93-year-old parents, who spent much of yesterday trying to register. Starting at 7 a.m., just like they were told to do, they eventually gave up. Gail says, and I quote, "Sometimes the message is thank you for calling, please call back. Sometimes you get a busy signal. Sometimes there's no connection at all. It is frustration. I am very envious of Fraser Health, which has an online booking system. I was disappointed that Coastal Health hasn't implemented that." So what does the Premier or the minister have to say to the Helmkins today? It should certainly start with an apology and a recognition that this government has had over a year to put this process in place. What steps have been taken overnight to ensure that people like the Helmkins can register successfully today?
Minister of Health.
I appreciate the frustration that people feel, including the Helmkins. It was obviously a frustrating situation for everyone, including the health authorities, including our staff, which has worked, I think everyone would agree, in an extraordinarily dedicated way to address the COVID-19 pandemic. This is particularly true, I think, of the staff of Vancouver Coastal Health, who have been courageous and dedicated and had some extraordinary successes in this pandemic in very difficult times and provided support and comfort for people. You bet I'm disappointed. And you bet I understand the disappointment of the Helmkins and lots of people around BC that the phone system, that our system did not work adequately yesterday. 15,000 people got appointments. It was okay and not great in several health authorities. It was a total disappointment in Vancouver Coastal Health. Overnight, we're training people to supplement the provider because that's necessary. Overnight, we're reaching out to doctors in Vancouver Coastal Health to ensure and to work to make sure that people over 90 get registered this week. And of course, we have expectations that the provider will fulfill their contractual obligations. They're in the call center business. They have a responsibility to deliver on contracts they sign, to deliver adequate staff, to make appointments. They did not do that yesterday. And should that situation continue, we will be taking action.
Leader of Official Opposition, second supplemental.
Well, thank you very much to the minister. This isn't a criticism of the staff. The fact of the matter is that we have been in a pandemic for more than a year. And the hope that this government held out for British Columbians was that the vaccine was coming. So the minister can continue to talk about being disappointed and now we're going to take some action. The time for that action was long before yesterday. We've seen these same kinds of challenges, the same kind of botched technology response with the COVID relief payments. It's deja vu all over again. People want and need to have confidence in the system. And yesterday, this government failed British Columbians miserably. So to the Premier, can he explain why, despite the fact that other jurisdictions in this country have put in place an online booking system, can the Premier explain why there is not a province-wide online booking system that was ready to go on day one? And will he commit today to expediting the process to ensure that there are adequate resources in place to put an online booking system in place that will work for British Columbians?
Minister of Health.
Thank you very much, and thank you to the member for her question. I agree with her that an online booking system will help. And as noted in our immunization plan, one will be in place province-wide for April 12th when we go wider with this effort. And that online booking system will be helpful. There will still be the requirement for call centers for those people who either do not wish to book online or have difficulty booking online. So we will continue to need call center capacity. In this case, we were repeatedly promised by TELUS, and in any event, it's in their contractual obligations that they would deliver the services necessary yesterday and through this week and through the coming weeks. And they did not meet their contractual obligations. So we are taking steps, of course, to beef up resources so that we can get through the appointment bookings this week. 15,000 out of the roughly 50,000 people we need to book on the first day. We have four more days to do it. And I again acknowledge and apologize to people who were so frustrated yesterday. I can tell them, having spoken to a number of them, that I share their frustration. And we're going to be taking steps to improve the situation in the coming days.
Member for Kamloops South Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, the minister has gone to great lengths today and in days leading up to the fiasco that happened yesterday to blame everyone around the situation here, as opposed to simply looking in the mirror and acknowledging that the ultimate responsibility, the ultimate responsibility to ensure that there is an appointment booking system that works for British Columbians, that's the responsibility of his government. That's the responsibility of the Minister of Health. It's the responsibility of the Premier. And on that responsibility, Mr. Speaker, they failed miserably yesterday. The minister has also gone out of his way to specifically highlight failings on the part of the service provider, TELUS. Mr. Speaker, I would like to ask the Premier today if, in light of those comments, if he would be willing to table the TELUS contract in the House and tell us specifically what services the government required TELUS to provide. Were online services a part of that contract? And how much was TELUS contracted to provide these services to British Columbians yesterday?
Minister of Health.
The contract in question was for call center services with TELUS. That is their business. It's not the primary business of Vancouver Coastal Health, for example. They were contracted to provide specific numbers of agents and to ensure that the system worked well. We did have an overwhelming response from people, not unexpectedly, but an overwhelming response. And in many health authorities, they were able to adapt in spite of the challenges of our providers in booking a significant number of appointments, 15,000 province-wide, out of the group of 50,000 who are eligible for appointments. So that was not the case, of course, in Vancouver Coastal Health. So the contract that the member refers to is for call center services. And simply put, the responsibility for that, the problem there, was the responsibility of the provider. They signed a contract, they made commitments, they made promises, and they did not deliver yesterday. They have committed to me and to the people of BC that they will do better, but we are not waiting for that. We are going to be adding staffing to ensure that seniors over 90 and that Indigenous seniors over 65 get the services they deserve this week, get the appointments booked so that we can get those immunizations done next week. We have a few more days. I appreciate that the patience of people in BC was tried yesterday, people seeking appointments. I share their frustration, and we will be taking steps to improve the situation.
Member for Kamloops South Thompson on supplemental question.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Well, the government's lack of preparedness, frankly, betrays a level of incompetence which is shocking. To suggest that that it's acceptable in today's day and age in British Columbia that Fraser Health was able to arrange for over 8,700 bookings yesterday. But Vancouver Coastal was only able to arrange for 369 bookings, is beyond the total disappointment that the minister has cited in his previous answers today. It's completely and totally unacceptable. Now, Mr. Speaker, it drives the question, what accounts for such a wide disparity in different parts of the province? The answer is that Fraser Health was the one health authority that provided for both phone bookings and online bookings, because apparently that was left up to health authorities to determine. There was no province-wide standard. It's the minister's responsibility, it's the government, the premier's responsibility to make sure that all British Columbians have access to this booking system, that they have access both from a phone and an online perspective, and that it should not matter where in the province you actually live. Mr. Speaker, question the Premier again. Will he commit to tabling this TELUS contract in the House today? And can he explain why his government to this point has allowed for a process of different service levels to be provided in different parts of the province instead of ensuring all British Columbians are treated equally. All British Columbians have access to both online and phone appointments so they can arrange for their important vaccinations.
Minister of Health.
Thank you, Honourable Speaker. All British Columbians will have access to an online platform starting April 12th, as we said last week. As the member will be aware, and this is not new in BC, it certainly was the case when I became Minister of Health. Many of the health authorities have different platforms, online platforms, and health record systems in our province. That's the reality of the situation. And improvements have been made. But this question today was not a question of that. It's a question of a call center process. I think it's fair to say that using a leading call center provider to assist in this effort is a good decision, and that they did not follow through on their contractual obligation yesterday. And if the member thinks that I think that's acceptable, he's incorrect. I think it is completely unacceptable. In four of the five health authorities, including Fraser, but also Interior Health, where the member lives, for example, they were able to, because we had a backup health authority call center to support our provider, we were able to complete six times as many appointments in Vancouver Coastal Health. So in Interior Health and in Northern Health and in Vancouver Island Health and in Fraser Health, where there were also problems, some of the technical problems that existed, partly because of the overwhelming response, but partly because there were technical issues, which are again the responsibility of the provider. There were significant problems, but they achieved or met their goals and will, I think, if they continue at that level, do that this week for their populations over 90 and over 65. Vancouver Coastal Health requires change, and change is happening. And it's our expectation that tell us, one, take responsibility, and two, take the steps necessary to fulfill their contract, not just with the government and the province, but with the people of BC at this important time in the pandemic and in our history.
Leader, third party.
Thank you, Honourable Speaker. We lost 1,716 people to drug toxicity in 2020. We've already lost 165 people in the first month of 2021. People are dying every single day. We are in the middle of two health crises, and we need to start acting like it. We must prioritize the development of systemic policy responses that are immediate, evidence-based, and accessible. This is not about drugs. People are dying from drug policy. Decriminalizing possession of small amounts of illicit drugs is a fundamental part of supporting those who use drugs in BC and who are most vulnerable to death from the toxic supply. Dr. Henry called the decriminalization of drugs a necessary step in addressing this crisis. The City of Vancouver has submitted a request to the federal government to embrace decriminalization municipally. We can take direct action here in British Columbia, and we need to do it now to save lives. My question for you, Honourable Speaker, is to the Premier. Can he outline exactly what powers his government has available in order to move forward with decriminalization of simple possession of drugs in BC?
Minister of Mental Health and Addictions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you to the member for the question. Decriminalization is a priority for our government. In addition to the work that we are doing to build a full system of care to address people's addiction challenges, whether that's building more beds, whether that's standing up more supervised consumption sites, whether working on safe supply, decriminalization is part of that, particularly because if we treat addiction and simple possession of small amounts of illicit drugs as a criminal matter instead of a healthcare matter, it presents a barrier to treatment, and particularly the kind of stigma that makes people use drugs alone, and when they use alone, tragically, they die alone. Last year, the Solicitor General asked the police force to address possession, small amounts of personal possession of illicit drugs, as a healthcare matter, not as a criminal priority. Last summer, the Premier wrote to the Prime Minister, asking the Prime Minister, because this is a federal matter, to adopt a nationwide approach to decriminalization. The Premier put it in my mandate letter, asking me to fast-track decriminalization as a way to combat the overdose crisis and further separate people from the toxic drug supply. I'm in active conversations with the federal health minister now, and as one of many approaches our government is bringing to combat the overdose crisis, we're optimistic that that can remove a barrier to people accessing the treatment they need.
Leader, third party, on supplemental.
Thank you, Honourable Speaker, and thank you to the minister for that response. Decriminalization is regularly painted as a federal issue, something this government likes to deflect their responsibility from. And the federal government is an important leader in moving towards decriminalization of simple possession, but they are not the only ones responsible. It is a move that we can make as a province instead of always going back to the federal government. Dr. Henry outlined in 2019 how the province can decriminalize people who use drugs, not drugs themselves, on our own. Options have been on the table for years, and government has decided not to pursue them with the urgency that this health emergency requires. Since then, we have seen hundreds of lives lost at an increasing rate. We can take measures to decriminalize drug users in this province on our own, and we have not done so. My question again is to the Premier. There are options here in-house to stop criminalizing drug users. Why has he not used these powers to save lives since 2019?
Minister of Mental Health and Addictions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a national overdose crisis. People are dying across the entire country, tragically, and particularly with the confluence of the pandemic. Both the COVID public health emergency and the overdose health emergency, we have seen a tragic increase in drugs tragic loss of life due to increases in drug toxicity. We have taken action in advance. The Solicitor General has sent letters to police departments asking them to not pursue matters of personal possession as a matter of criminal priority. I'm asking police instead to focus on true crime. We have pilot projects with three police forces where people are being connected with healthcare instead of with the criminal justice system. The Premier wrote to the Prime Minister, did not receive a reply last summer, but nevertheless, conversations with the federal health minister, because this is a federal matter, this is where the responsibility sits. We are asking the federal government to take up its priority and responsibility. And as my mandate letter spells out, if we do not have prompt action from the federal government, then I am, along with some of my colleagues in government, to pursue a Made in BC solution. That will be our fallback if the federal government fails to take its place and its power to lead.
Member for Vancouver Langara.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, we hear today from the Premier and the Minister of Health in response to my colleagues in terms of the challenges with the vaccination rollout. British Columbians deserve better. This is such a critical time for the entire province. Many elderly and family members are all stressed, trying to get through the call centers. And in Vancouver, Coastal Health, I know many of my constituents have had that challenge. And yet, all we hear today from this government is blame the service provider, blame the staff. We need leadership from this government. This is the most critical time for this province that we can give to British Columbians. We know it's been a long period of time, for a year. We know we've all made sacrifices, including in this house. We need better answers, Mr. Speaker. So if we look at the TELUS contract, we understand that the government, of course, has procurement processes. You would expect that through the Minister of Citizen Services that there would be a detailed scoping out of the expectations that the government would have for these call centers. We are asking for transparency, Mr. Speaker. We're asking for accountability. We're asking for this government to step up and show the leadership that this province needs at this critical time. Not to blame others. Not to continue to bungle what is the most critical vaccination rollout for all British Columbians. So, Mr. Speaker, the reason why we're asking for the contract, of course, if they're deflecting to the contract service provider, tell us. It raises questions. Has the Premier talked to and communicated his concerns to the leadership team at TELUS? What expectations did the government have about these call centres? What penalties, what measures can be taken by this government if the service provider is not meeting those requirements? So through you, Mr. Speaker, to the Premier, again, will you do a service to the government and to our province by sharing that contract so that we can see what the penalties and ramifications are when the service provider does not perform?
Minister of Health.
Honourable Speaker, the reason I'm holding the service provider accountable is because I represent the people of Vancouver Kingsway and the people of BC. And in this case, they need to be held accountable. They need to deliver on what they promised to deliver and yesterday did not deliver in any acceptable way. We did book 15,000 appointments yesterday, often because of the very dedicated work of people working in health authorities themselves and their efforts. I, of course, very much appreciate 15,000 out of a group of 50,000 means that we can succeed in booking the appointments for this week that we need to book. That said, we have a contract for TELUS to provide call center services. And those call center services were inadequate yesterday, in spite of repeated promises to us and a contract that said they would be in place. And so, Honorable Speaker, we're taking the two steps we need to take. Hold the service provider accountable and demand that staffing levels be increased commensurate with the challenge, one, and commensurate to their contractual commitments. And two, we are actively adding our own resources so that people will not continue to have to face delays, especially in Vancouver Coastal Health, where the situation was unacceptable yesterday. I do ask people for patience. This week, it's going to be people over 90 and Indigenous people over 65 who are able to book appointments. We believe that through the week that we're going to be able to succeed in that. That doesn't mean that we think yesterday was in any way acceptable. It was not. And we are taking the steps now to ensure that the situation is improved today and in the coming days.
Thank you. Member for Vancouver Langara on supplemental.
Mr. Speaker, the reason why we are taking the time here to ask these questions at this juncture is because we're hearing from the government as well that the online service will be up by April 12th. Presumably there's another contract for that service with service expectations. And so we need to know what those expectations and the requirements are. Because otherwise, the government can just continue to deflect to say, well, the service provider didn't perform. So we need clearly transparency. We need to see the contract as well for the online service provider because we need to have confidence that this government can actually meet the requirements to get the vaccination rollout done in terms of the scheduling and the actual procedures themselves. So again, I would ask the Premier to answer this question. The contract with TELUS presumably has set out the requirements for those call centers. The government is saying that TELUS effectively has not met those requirements. Is the government then taking the position that TELUS has breached its contract with the government?
Minister of Health.
Yesterday, Honourable Speaker, 8,749 people booked, or 8,722 people booked appointments in the Fraser Health Authority, 2,456 in the Interior Health Authority, 2,345 in Vancouver Island Health Authority, 1,007 in the Northern Health Authority, all of which had issues, in part related to the extraordinary response we saw. In Vancouver Coastal Health, which was solely dependent on our service provider, who is TELUS, they booked 369. So I think it is fair to hold TELUS accountable. But what I want to do today is to hold them accountable and ensure that the situation improves right now for people over 90, right now for Indigenous people over 65. And that's what we're doing by supporting our service provider in training and ensuring that staff are in place to support those efforts so that we get those appointments booked this week and that people can do that with less frustration than they've seen so far. That's one. And two, hold the service provider accountable. We need them to deliver what they said they would deliver to us and to the people of BC. And the members have said it themselves, 369 doesn't cut it when other health authorities did more, only because really they had backup call centers in those health authorities. So that's the steps we're taking now. Action to make sure things get better, accountability for our service provider. I think those are the two steps that we all need to take.
The bell ends question period.